don't go crazy, hon, I'll go stone blind. If I don't go crazy, hon, I'll go stone blind. Cause that black woman, she sure do worry my mind. Time I met her, she's holding out her hand. But time I met her, she's holding out her hand. When I give her my money, she give it to her brand new man. My divorce was blue, and it deadly's hard to see. Got a bold boy blue, and a daddy's hard to see. Can't help but thinking, do that woman love me? So glad, hon, that I can see. Baby, I'm so glad, hon, that I can see. Oh, you can't make no fat my part of me. But the won't need woman to feel like Jesse James. I want me girl to feel like this. Take 2 or 3 shoot out and rob some fashion train. If you want me woman to shoot like this. If you want me woman to shoot like this. But to pack your suitcase and find your brand new man. And the phone was blue, the dad is hard to see. The dad is hard to see. Can't keep that black woman hard from worrying me.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Hello, Pittsburgh. You are listening to 100% Natty with Addy. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're in Pittsburgh or wherever you're joining me from. So, this is going to be my weekly show, Monday nights, 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Every week will be themed with a playlist, a recipe that I have made many times, and I just wanted to share some tips, some tricks with you guys. And also, if you're good, a wine pairing to make with that. So that's every week. You're getting a playlist, a recipe, and some wine. So, tune in here, 10 p.m. every Monday, WRCT. So we're going to get started. First track I'm going to play for you guys is a track by Ross G, Dirty Cutlass. WRCT, enjoy. We'll be right back.
駅ミートザ OST 文字帽子のマークは B B はビートそしてビューリフォーあたの方の意味はみんなに送ろうジャダラのことを追いかけるファンはいつでも時代の最先端まるで熟練の質屋のようつまり見る目があるってこと
Yes 言えてる Are we we にジャダラ兄に俺の役割はまるでカーナビ君らと二人連れ続ける旅この曲をチェックしてるキャッツらに道を間違えるバカはいないなぜなら5万とあるドアの中すでに正しいのを開けてるから Key from key to I lock Key from key to I lock Key from key to I lock Key from key to I lockボニボを引いて巣に点々この前あるとこでライブやっててんよく前見たらもう何お客さん方の顔がローファイなだけならばまだしもビートはさておき体が FAT 狭いところに無理しておいおいここはドラえもん工場かい A to the knee お静かにまた俺がマイク持つたんびに和だのカだのイグだの説明って言うんだろんでんで聞いてみりゃ私よく聞くる食ってるって言われるんですか
そういうことじゃ多いですよね最近
多いよ君らを筆頭に
ドフロムキドアイラークドフロムキドアイラークドフロムキドアイラーク
どうしようもなくもうで無駄な日々があんな言葉で終わるとはやつは紫と無邪気を身にまとい現れた僕らの目の前に BE のファーストが出た年ってことは87年からの付き合い僕らは長く深くダラダラよくある若者見たくつるんだ
ボスくらいいる
やつは言った冗談みたいな暑さのあの夏の前だ深く考えず僕は言った嘘新しいの買うんだ
いやそうじゃないけどいらなくなるんだ
節目がちに答えそうして続けた
25までに物にならなかったら田舎帰る約束だったんだよ
よくある話さ I from Kido I love I from Kido I love I from Kido I love
チェゲラパリピヒカンザアニ
MB でしょ O でしょ S でしょ E ビートに乗っかってよた飛ばしてたら知らぬ間にポッケはパンパン100円買って万馬券あやかれあやかれメイクマネマネ
アイヒッツ力抜いちるどうするもう巻き込まれてみる
21世紀まであと何年乗ってけ乗ってけゲラッペンデン
垂らしてオネロネロンちょめしてもけら最高ショ
ー Come on boy ビリーヨーヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨイ
ラクフロムキドアイラークラクフロムキドアイラークラクフロムキドアイラークラクフロムキドアイラーク
guess that's where it's at, where everything's at. Always knew I had to let you go. Waited for a change, but it never came. Honest reasons had them on reload. Pain it had me longing more, aching pain. Do you feel sorry? Way to claim that mountain high, even when it gets lonely. You can see the power in my eyes. If you see me, will you say hello? Will you smile or will you go far away? Got a reason, and we're holding on. Seems as if when love is gone, life is changes. Do you feel sorry?
And go. touch your face, and keep you laced.
How y'all doing out there tonight? Yes, I love you too. I just want to talk to the ladies tonight. For all you ladies that have had your heart broken, I done had my heart broken too, so I can relate, you know. So if it's okay with you, I'm just gonna break it down for the fellas that don't know that they can break a woman's heart. Alright, so check it out. I give you all of my love, all to you. I let you do me wrong, cause love had me so blind.
I was young, but I'm all grown up and I know my love. And I used to love you, you tried to play me and then persuade me. I still remember the pain you gave me. I can't believe you, I gotta leave you. I'm packing up and
hello. So that was Never Coming Back, Aaliyah, off of One in a Million. Before that was Bilal with Hollywood. We had Fatima with Only. Japanese hip-hop group Sha Dara Pa from Kido Airaiku. And at the start of that section was Ross G with Dirty Cutlass. Also, just a quick note from us here at the station. These days, everyone's posting pictures online. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. Do I know that one? It's up there for everyone to see. Your family, friends, coworkers, pastors, friends at church. All it takes is a few clicks and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. The message was brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. Cool. So under my voice right now are the cool stylings of a Pharoah Sanders, Harvest Time. It's a nice long track because for the first annual 100% Natty with Addy, I'm gonna talk you guys through a recipe. I'm trying something new. Okay, I wanted to bring a recipe to you guys every week. I've been cooking a lot over the last year and a half. Haven't been on the radio, so I've been cooking. You know, I wanted to walk you guys through one of my favorite pasta dishes, which is a pasta carbonara. Okay, real simple. You know, it's kind of like a bacon, egg, and cheese pasta, right? All you need a sauce bowl. Okay. You need a cook pot, maybe a Dutch oven if you fancy. A pot to boil pasta in, and then something to reserve some pasta water. That's going to be important later on. I personally like a Pyrex glass cup. You know, you can really use anything. So, step one is prep, of course. Big pot, fill it with water, a little bit of salt in there. Get that on the hottest setting your hob has. You want to get out your pasta as well. You know, spaghetti, classic choice, linguine also. Bucatini, if you fancy, not a bad choice for a pasta like this. And also, you do want to obviously chop your bacon, mix up your eggs. I'm partial, you know, personally. We go equal parts whole eggs and egg yolks. And then you might ask me, Addy, what am I going to do with all those egg whites? Well, you know, total amount of eggs will be conserved, right? So you can use those egg whites the next day, 2 days down the road, make yourself an egg white omelet, maybe throw a little bit of spinach in there. This is not a healthy recipe, so actually it would balance it out there for you. But yeah, so you're chopping bacon, you separated and beat your eggs together, and you're adding a bunch of Parmesan or pecorino cheese into that egg mixture, of course. You're going hard on the pepper. All about the black pepper. That's another one of those tips you should be writing down. Second is the pre-cook phase. You know, we're gonna fry that chopped bacon till it's crispy, till all that grease comes out. We're gonna sweat some minced garlic in the bacon grease. Non-traditional, but I'm a fan. You're gonna take the bacon out, put it into that cheese egg mixture maybe, and then take most of that bacon fat out. Then important, turn the heat off on that Dutch oven. Turn it off, okay? You know, this pasta recipe is all about managing heat. So, you know, that Dutch oven is gonna be plenty hot, you know, once it comes to assembly time. So actually, step three is your kind of assembly time, right? So you're gonna drop the pasta in the now boiling water, give it 5 minutes, use that Pyrex cup, grab a little bit of that pasta water. You wanna go generous on that, get like 2 cups, okay? Drain the pasta. Once it's done, of course, maybe you want to undercook it, maybe go 8-9 minutes. Drain the pasta, drop it into the Dutch oven, and move it around and get it all coated in bacon grease. Then, what you want to do, and this is also crucial, this is the third crucial step, I hope you guys are taking notes, that I've dropped on the airwaves this session, but you want to add some of that pasta water into the egg and cheese mixture. That's called tempering your egg. You know, heaven forbid you put cold eggs into a hot pan, that's how you scramble it. You want to just thicken it, increase that viscosity, get it a little bit like egg custardy. So think about that. So add a little bit of the water into the egg and cheese bowl. Then you'll add the tempered egg and cheese mixture into the cook pot. Mix it well, right? So it'll be a little bit liquidy. And this is the kind of final tip I have for you guys out there maybe making a carbonara this week is that, you know, maybe your egg and cheese into the pasta, like that kind of silky sauce, maybe it's too liquidy, maybe it's too thick. If it's too liquidy, you don't really have to panic. You just kind of got to keep mixing it. You know, if that residual heat in the pan is going to tighten it up. Now, if it doesn't, right, you can just give it a little bit of low heat. Okay, and that'll kind of heat it through and thicken that sauce. Now, if it's too thick, on the other hand, you can just add a little bit of water, pasta water, or even just fresh water into it. Loosen it up a little bit. I would err on the side of a little bit too liquidy because it will tighten up in the bowl. So anyway, so that's your bacon, egg, and cheese pasta carbonara, and that's my recipe for you guys this week. If you keep it locked to WRCT, I will also reveal a spectacular wine pairing, a little reco on the wine front for you guys to have with that pasta dish. So I really hope you guys keep listening and get that. But yeah, anyway, takeaways. Manage your time. Pasta cooks in less than 10 minutes, so have your prep ready before. And if you're a beginner, you definitely want to do that. But after you do it a couple times, maybe you're more of an expert and you can kind of do it all at once. Got to manage your heat. Temper those eggs. Don't add cold eggs to a hot pot. And, you know, carbonara is all about a couple simple ingredients elevated by technique. So, you know, keep it simple. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Pasta. Carbonara. Great. Well, we're going to head on back to the music. Thank you for listening to 100% Natty with Addy.
Que pensar en tu tu forma de hablar roneando. No puedo más que pensar en tu culo al pasar rebotando. Y en tu forma de atarte el pelo con una cola para atrás. Quiero agarrarte, no aguanto más sin comerte entera. Comerte entera. Comerte entera. Comerte entera.
Esa mina é perigo.
Common bond, prophets born in silence, slaves. August is a day job. Heaven is overhead. August is a day job. Heaven is overhead. August is a day job. Heaven is overhead. August is an angel. Heaven is overhead. August is an angel. Heaven is overhead.
Ain't shit to do, shit to do.
I need my space and time out the night. Shit shines so bright. You take my life. I owe you.
Yo.
I owe you. No, I take my life. Running through.
Hello? Hello? Okay. So, the last two tracks, I really like them. It's an artist out of Washington, D.C., Dreamcast Moe, M-O-E. Those two tracks are off his EP from like last month, probably, that I got on Bandcamp last week, I think. I think that album's called After All This, but those two tracks were I.O.U., and then after that was My Soul Belongs to You. Right before those two tracks was Degrees of Freedom, like a late 80s, like post-punk band. It was kind of like a like a Chris and Cozy type with like the drum machine. That was Degrees of Freedom with August is the Angel. And then starting that section was C. Tangana, who I actually really like his album, Il Madrileño. That track was Comerte Entera, and yeah, I think that album's really good. What's interesting about that one, what I feel about it, is that C. Tangana might be like the weaker part of all those songs, but the features, all the featuring artists bringing heat. I think that one's Toquinho, which if you look up his stuff on Spotify, I think is really good stuff. More in the vein of that song. And, also, we had Jorge Ben with Chove Chuva off of Samba Esquema Novo. Right now we're listening to Seiko Ito, Astro Groove Instrumental. So, I think I talked you guys through the carbonara recipe earlier. So now we're talking about wine pairing. Carbonara, very rich. And if you followed my instructions, very peppery. So to balance that, what do we need? We need a little bit of acidity. We're going with a white wine, and that is none other than the Gruner Veltliner. That's right, the all-purpose food wine from Austria. And if you're wondering, Addy, what brand do I buy? What do I get from the Fine Wine Good Spirit store? There's too much choice. Well, I can give you a couple. First, if you're buying in a California Gruner, which is a little bit weird, but it's a pretty good one from California called the Zocker from Paragon Vineyards. That one's a banger. Also, honestly, pretty much any of the ones that have the Austrian flag on them are going to be solid. Fun fact about the Austrian wine industry, in the 80s, they got caught putting antifreeze in the wines to make them taste a little bit sweeter without having to report residual sugar in the German market. And, so they got in big trouble with the precursor to the EU wine industry. And in response, they had a lot of stringent regulations put in place on their wine industry. So the Austrian wine industry is heavily regulated and Gruner Veltliner is heavily regulated. So pretty much if it's a Gruner Veltliner from Austria, it's going to be probably a pretty decent example of it. It's pretty heavily stipulated what you can do and not do with it. So fun fact on the Gruner and the Austrian wine industry. But that notwithstanding, we're going to keep going with some music. Next up is another EP that I got off Bandcamp last week. Also from Washington, D.C. This is MKYFM with his EP 20MKY00. Hope you guys enjoy. You guys are listening to WRCT. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
WRCT. This is Jimmy Edgar, Next Level. So that was Jimmy Edgar off of Nonplus number 9, Next Level, Next Level. Grab that off Bandcamp. And before that was MKYFM from Washington, D.C. It was an EP 20MKY00. I actually played 3 songs off of that. I think that's a super solid EP, and I would recommend it to everyone. But next up, we got Allie Berger, Pittsburgh Zone. Enjoy. This one is Car Park.